lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If you've been following along our study about Christos, you know that we've been studying about Christ, Christos. Actually, the word Christ is an adjective. It is a description. Christ means the anointed. Now, we've looked at several scriptures, Psalm chapter 2 and verse 2, Daniel 9, 25 and 26. We've studied about Christ. He is the Messiah. He became the Messiah when he died on the cross and shed his blood for this lost and dying world. He is the Savior. And until he shed his blood, he was not the Savior. And this is something that we get confused about. We think just simply because he came and that means that he is the Savior. Well, Christ had to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary in order to be the Messiah, in order to be able to save. His blood is what cleanses from all sin. And we've looked at the fact that Jesus Christ fits all the qualifications of a prophet, of a priest, and a king. And of course, he is coming back one day, and this world will know him as king. Everyone will know him. And in fact, when we look into the Word of God, we find out that the New Testament talks about this as well as the Old Testament. And as we continue to look, we see that he came into this world. And I believe that each person in this world really has a knowledge of Jesus Christ, because when we look at a calendar, we see the years of Jesus Christ. In other words, from the time he was born. Well, we don't know the exact date and time he was born, but we look at the date of Christmas. We call it Christmas. We're not sure exactly what month that was. We celebrate Christmas in December, but the fact of the matter is that that was some 2,000 years ago. And when we look at a calendar, we see the year 2000, we see the year 2022, 2023, 2024. 2024 years since Jesus Christ was born. Now, once again, we can't be dogmatic about that, but that's what is on the calendar. And each person in this world, some may not even realize that's what we do, and that's what we're talking about when we give the date of when anyone is born. That is in the year of our Lord, in other words, A.D. And so as we think of this, everyone is without excuse. Everyone understands that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And so because of that, God sent his only begotten Son into this world that you and I and everyone in this world could be saved. And remember, it's through his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. He said, as he hung there just before he died, he said, "It is finished." He had completed what the Father had sent him to do. Now, the Bible says that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. Well, he was doing that then, but it's still happening today. He's seeking and he's wanting to save anyone who would come to him. He's seeking the lost today, those people who do not know him as Lord and Savior. Well, I just spoke about the fact that he did come into this world, and we celebrate Christmas as the time of his birth. And right now we look at December. Once again, we do not know the exact date. But how and when did Christ come to the earth? We know that as we study the Word of God, that he came as Mary's child, Jesus. He was her firstborn. In Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, the Bible says, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We continue reading, and we look in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." You see, Jesus is God. Now, my mind can't conceive how that God could be with that child. And I read and I study the Word of God, and I find that Jesus was 100% God and 100% man, 100% human. Now, once again, my mind can't understand everything about what has taken place and what took place there. But I know by faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ is God, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of anyone who would come to Him faith believing. John chapter 1 and verse 14 tells us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of course, this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Mary had other children. Some people don't understand this. Christ had half-brothers. John chapter 7, verse 3 says, "His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest." John chapter 7, verse 5, "For neither did his brethren believe in him." John chapter 7 and verse 10, "But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret." And John chapter 2 and verse 12, "After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days." He had half-brothers. Remember, he was born of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived. And the Bible says that she bare a son and called his name Jesus, called his name Emmanuel. He was Emmanuel, God with us. Well, Christ also had half-sisters. Matthew chapter 13, verses 53 through 56 says this, "And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogues, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas?" Now notice verse 56 of Matthew chapter 1, or Matthew chapter 13. "And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?" Well, Jesus had half-brothers and half-sisters. And remember that Joseph was not his earthly father. He was his adopted father. Well, when did Jesus Christ actually come to the earth? Well, I got news for you. Christ came at just the right time. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Thank the Lord that he gave his life for me. He was crucified, buried, and thank the Lord he was resurrected on that third day. And because he has eternal life, he has given me eternal life. He lives forever. Now, why did Jesus come into the world? Now, I've been talking about this. Jesus came to save the lost. And I mentioned this earlier, that in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." You see, Jesus came to die for the ungodly. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. "For when we were yet without strength," that's talking about us, human beings, people who needed Jesus Christ. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Well, thank the Lord for Christmas. Thank the Lord that Jesus came just at the right time. And we celebrate his birth every year at Christmas time. Please do not let anything else interfere with your celebration of the birth of Christ. Now, I believe that we need to be celebrating his birth every day of our lives because he came for us. He came to seek and to save those who were lost. And I thank God that one day that I realized that I needed a Savior, that I could not save myself, that I was not good enough to go to heaven on my own. The Bible says that it's not works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy that he saved us. And that's speaking to those people who have been saved, and it's speaking to those people who are not saved, letting them know that it's not of works. There's nothing you can do to earn your way to heaven. The Bible teaches us that we've all come short of the glory of God, for all have sinned and come short. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, that word death in that verse means that there is eternal separation from God without Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. He came into this world, remember, to seek and to save those who were lost. He came to seek and to save you. Now, if you've been saved, you need to be serving him. You need to let the world know that Jesus Christ loved you enough that he gave his life for you. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. He loved you so much that he went to the grave, and he loved you so much that he rose from the dead, and he's alive today to give you eternal life. And to all those who would believe on him, he's giving them the opportunity to receive him as Savior and to have eternal life, to live forever with him in heaven, in glory. We call that glory, and it will be glory when we see Jesus Christ in person. Now, if you know Jesus, you need to be telling others about Jesus Christ. He first loved you, and you need to let people know that you love him by letting them understand that they too can be on their way to heaven. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to do that right now. The Bible says that today is the day. Now is the accepted time. Now's the time that you need to be turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, "Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. Lord, I can't save myself. I believe that you are God, that you are the one who died for me on the cross. You shed your blood for me because the Bible says that you did that. And Lord, I'm willing to accept you right now as my Lord and Savior." Now, if you'll be sincere with God, if you'll pray something in your heart and mean it and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, being willing to turn to him and turn away from yourself, understanding you can't save yourself and he's the only way, if you'll get serious with God, he'll get serious with you. And you can know you're on your way to heaven because the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That word "whosoever" means you. If you will ask him, he'll save you today because he loved you so much that he came to this earth and gave his life for you. And he loved you so much that he's alive today and he's willing to receive you as one of his right now. Ask him into your heart right now. And one of these days, I'll see you in heaven and we will rejoice together. We'll be with each other and we'll be with our Savior, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.